You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
If you like Italy, and it is this place is a major tourist attraction, a beautiful country, and folks go there a lot, and always have, because there's so many gorgeous places. The architecture, the history, and just the general beauty of this lovely country is known to millions of folks who go every year. Last year, 66 million people went to this country. If you wanted to live in a castle in Italy, your dream could be coming true, although it's going to cost you some money. This is really, really smart.
This is a cool idea.
This is a new plan they have. Italy is giving away 103 historic sites, ancient castles, old houses, farmhouses, inns, and monasteries. Though I guess their time has passed, and they're just empty buildings. The catch is you have to renovate these buildings into tourist destinations like restaurants, hotels, or spas. But it says here this might be big money going forward, as tourism is on the rise in Italy. So Italy and France, people go there a lot from this country and the whole world, just to see just the history and the beauty of that part of the world. It is a gorgeous part of this world. But if you can afford to buy this castle or a farmhouse and turn it into some kind of a B&B or something, you might make a fortune. If you have the wherewithal to go over there and oversee it and hire the people and all that.
My first thought is the Ashlar Hall when Prince Mongo bought the castle.
Yeah. That was what is that now? Just sitting there.
Just
empty?
Sitting there.
Yeah.
That was a very unique, interesting, beautiful building. Because we were there once for some kind of a broadcast, and it was very strange.
And it usually is.
it was a very, very weird time. But, so these buildings are there if you have any interest.
I went and looked on the PDF they've got of the brochure. They're overselling it a little bit by selling, say, the castle angle. Yeah. Most of these are older buildings that are this one that I'm looking at right now was built in 1956. But if you're looking to develop some property in Italy, this is, I guess, a really good choice for you.
I suppose. Yeah, there are, it's all the countryside, I guess, and all these places. And if you go there and have the time and the money to do a tour and find one that you want, I suppose it is worth the effort. So if you have some dough and you're just rich and tired and bored, go to Italy and buy a castle.
Right.
That would keep you occupied for a while. That sounds great to me. I don't understand still. The fascination now, this is a fad, like there's so many of them. And we had a story about a guy with the fidget spinner who got it put up his butt and got stuck last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know what it is, but it's in the news now every day because somebody does something stupid with it. They're real little, right? And they're made to be fans or just little things to play with to occupy your time.
To play with.
And they're shaped like fans in that they've got three outcroppings of a central hub, and you hold the central hub and you just spin it.
A propeller.
Kind of, yeah.
So it doesn't do anything.
No, it just keeps you busy so you don't
click your pen or
right
tap.
So if you're ADHD and nervous, you're always got something to play with.
Yeah.
Yep. Or if you're a little kid.
Okay. Well, here's the problem with being a kid with one of these. 10-year-old. Hospital, ER, she swallowed this thing, this little girl, her daughter. Her name is Britton. She somehow was playing with it. She's 10 years old, not three, and she had it in her mouth. And so she's not real bright, obviously. And x-rays, they found it. They don't say where it was. Are they small enough to swallow?
I don't think so.
I think a part came off and she swallowed it because I saw that story.
Okay. Well, she's doing okay. But what we've learned here is don't put it in your butt and don't put it in your mouth. Otherwise, if you can just play with it and not insert it into some orifice, you'll likely be okay.
Please use as directed.
do not stick in rectum. Jesus. So anyway, that's one of the ones that I mentioned that I had marked. This is just stupid too. I don't know why, but people are going to great lengths to do things just to see if people will take part. It's just an ongoing thing of either being in the, it's just some kind of a dare or something, or to break a record, or to just see if you can do something and not die or pass out. There's a new place called The Dungeon in San Francisco. They have a place called the Rat Cafe in this dungeon. They're charging $50 to drink coffee while 15 rats crawl on the people and their table.
No thanks.
The rats are provided by a local nonprofit who provide rat adoption and welfare.
Mm-mm. Why?
What? Who in their right mind would have any interest in something like this? Dungeon spokesman Matthew Clarkson, who I don't want to ever meet or hear his name again, says, "We want to offer a frighteningly funny encounter with creepy, crawly critters you'll only find at the San Francisco dungeon. Drinking coffee with rats on the loose? It's not for the faint of heart. We're obviously following all food code and hygiene requirements." How? They're rats. But they're domesticated rats, I guess. So this is a real thing, and I don't know why.
Well, good luck.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't see this being a really big thing. This, to me, is as stupid as, are those ice bars a big thing still? And weren't they only in other parts of the world? Where you go in this bar where it's all made of ice and you freeze your nuts off,
I guess,
and drink?
Still around. They were kind of a fad for like a month or so.
They were in some movie too. And it was funny because they were so miserable. Because the entire thing is made of ice. The bar, the seats, the whole thing. But what is the joy and pleasure of just being so cold you can't function in a bar?
Go to a Packers game and at least you can watch something.
Same kind of thing, yeah. Or the Bears. Yeah, that's just dumb.
There's this one that's still in business, still have a website.
I don't understand what the point is of any of this. But
well, I guess if you're in a country that's that cold anyway, you're used to it.
What else are you going to,
I suppose.
One was on that show, Booze Traveler. He went to one in some other country. And, you'd only want to stay in there for 5 minutes, but it looked weird and kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't understand.
There's one in Orlando, and it's funny because...
In Orlando, that makes good sense.
It looks like the colors, purple and green, like a really cool club. And then these people are just sitting in here with big winter coats on. So it's like kind of defeats the purpose.
Which they have to rent from the place because no one's going to go to Orlando with a big winter coat.
Why would you want to pay to be miserable? I just don't understand this at all. It's fine. Last night were the Billboard Music Awards, which are completely a waste of time and totally unnecessary. They're as worthless as the ESPYs, and I don't know why they're on or why anybody watches them. It's all pretty much a top 40 show. The young rapper, Drake, not any relation, won a bunch of awards. Let's see. John Legend played with Florida Georgia Line. Man, I love John Legend. Why did he do that? There goes my opinion of him. Miley Cyrus performed. Mm-hmm. Celine Dion sang My Heart Will Go On. Mm. Oh, God. Oh, God.
They are reaching.
Cher was there, too. And I saw some of that video. Let's see Celine Dion, she's one of the original over-the-top, phony, fakey, way overdone, way double sincere, way too into it. She always seems like she just can't relax, but she's so intense. Let's see how this went off and revisit our moments watching Titanic, which I never saw because I knew how it ended. The boat sinks.
We haven't had anything since Adele's. The only one that was the first thought was like, oh, it's very Adele-ish.
Yeah, but Adele doesn't go over the top like that on every song. She just shrieks till she almost, her heart explodes.
But she's the only one that could hold it.
She can sing.
Yeah. Right.
She's not one of these ones that can't sing. Let's see how 71-year-old Cher sounds. Her face hasn't changed much in, I don't know, 40 years. It's just magic, I guess, and her good diet. Let's see how she sounds doing a few of her hits. Although I love her to death, but that's just not necessary. There was a moment of silence for Chris Cornell. I do want to hear some of this stuff, though. Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, I don't care.
I got to tell you this. I just looked at top country song was Florida Georgia Line, H-O-L-Y, or Holy.
That's what they did with John Legend.
Okay, well, when it came out last summer, whenever it did, I walked by Kay Manley's office, who works for a sister station, Kix 106.
Yeah.
And I said, that is the worst, god-awful song, cheesiest lyrics, horrible, that will never make it. And it got country song.
And this band is still as popular as they were, and they're just awful. Okay, let's see. This is John Legend, who is so good. Why would he lower himself? All right, here's this song that Danny said would never be a hit, that it seemed like it was. All that makes that work is John Legend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because those two little pretty boys...
It's
ought to be pushed off a bridge. They're awful.
And Holy's an acronym for something, and I don't remember. I think the biggest problem I have with country music isn't necessarily the song or the melody as much as the actual words. The lyrics are just...
Anytime that I'm in my truck and I just get adventurous, it's not very often, and I punch up a country station, I am without fail... not let down at how horrible the song that's playing is. It's because it all sounds the same. Nothing stands out. They all sound exactly alike. And the content is the same. And it's been that way now for 2 or 3 years. Has anybody done something different? Are they playing the Zac Brown Band?
Probably. When I heard you play that last Zac Brown Band, I was... surprised it sounded so similar to other country because he usually seems to go out of the box a lot.
Yeah, but you know, country to many people and why they don't listen to these stations because every song sounds like a country version of Def Leppard. but this is what country music should sound like. But Florida Georgia Line, I don't understand. Is it a female appeal? Because they're all dolled up, they're wearing makeup, their hair's perfect.
The guys?
Yeah.
I think it's both, but I mean, if you go back to your Def Leppard,
they were
comment.
All dolled up, pretty wearing makeup. Yeah. And so was Poison, and so was Motley Crue, and now these guys have just—it's all come full circle.
I also think there's a difference with music in top 40 these days. We talk about Celine Dion, Elton John, Billy Joel. There are none of those in top 40 anymore.
John Mayer. Maybe if you want to call out guys that still do good work. They write, they sing. Harry Styles has proven that wrong, but there aren't any. Ed Sheeran is gigantic. I don't get it.
No.
But Billy Joel and those kind of people. You have John Mayer. Harry Styles is the newest one. There's always somebody who will pop up. And just when you think that all these girl singers are all alike, like Fergie and Pink and whomever, who are really good, you get somebody out of the blue like Adele, and you go, "What in the who is this?"
Mm-hmm.
She just doesn't ever do it. I mean, she's just so good on each song. Plus, she's so down to earth and so funny. And she's still about 29 years old.
Adele?
Or 30, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's 29.
So it's just, you know.
But I think if you're not rhythmic, and there are your exceptions, don't get me wrong, with Ed Sheeran and stuff, but if you're not rhythmic, you're going to country because top 40, that's all it is. It's
Yeah, some of these songs that are hits, I don't understand it, and they're just not that good. But people have set the bar a lot lower for what they'll accept, I guess. They just don't know any better.
And a lot of people have written in to answer your question about what it stands for, High on Loving You.
Oh, that's even...
That's holy.
You can stop emailing the answer now. Thank you.
That's fantastic.
And the new thing with country now is they talk in the song or they rap. I've heard some like...
Yeah, they do try to invoke a little bit of the... Yeah, they do try to bring that into it to sound relevant. But I don't know. You know, one week it's this, the next week it's that. But I can't name... Guys like Kenny Chesney, he does some songs that are, I guess, tolerable. Blake Shelton does too.
Mm-hmm.
There are exceptions to this, you know, pretty boy, it all sounds alike stuff. Garth Brooks is a great talent. He's written some, you know, great songs. But good God, he's been around for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the new bunch, they're cute and they come out with a cowboy hat and their boots on, and they shake their ass one time and they're hits. Then they fade away like all these other people do in rock, whatever the hell rock is anymore, and nobody knows that either.
I've never heard of this one, but Kenny Chesney and Pink did a song and it got top country collaboration.
What's it called?
Setting the World on Fire.
When was it?
Within the last year. But I've never heard it or heard anything about it.
Me neither.
But I think we can find out.
I've never heard about it ever either, ever, ever. Never, not even once. Would it be 2016 Billboard Masters?
It could be.
Maybe.
Let's see. We have to hear this now. No, that isn't it. But now I got to find it.
Congrats to Drake's new favorite band, 21 Pilots, for winning 5 awards.
Well, they're just unique, and they're just different, and that's what catches my ear is they're just different.
And according to Billboard, that's what rock is now because they got top rock artist.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, I guess. But this here does not – this just says Billboard Masters. Does it indicate that it's Chesney? And yes, it does. Okay, here's the one that was, so Pink is one of that bunch of the girl bunch of the past 20 years that really had some talent, I thought.
Yeah.
So let's see if she just blew it with Kenny Chesney. Maybe not.
Lossy.
What was the song called?
Setting the World on Fire.
Yeah, that was some little tribute band. Thanks. Setting the World on Fire. Was it on Kenny's album?
Cosmic Hallelujah, yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't on Pink's album.
Right, because she hadn't done one since The Truth About Love.
So I went to Pink and she named, okay, we're just going to do this till we
get it right.
Get an answer. All
right. Coldplay is also apparently rock according to the Billboard Music Awards.
Well, sure they are.
They won a rock tour, so.
Okay, we're going to hear this song because it came up and by gosh, we're going to play it. And it's called again.
Setting the World on Fire.
Oh, I love that one.
I wish we could do it right now.
Some men just want to see the world burn.
Let's see here. Okay, you better be on here. All right, by God. Here it is, man. This better be good.
But does that not sound like 85 to 95?
It sounds like
top
everything else.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And that's what country's become, I think.
And it's still that way. But... You know, tractors are sexy. All right, far out. So he helped start that nonsense. As you may have told, it's a slow news day. So we have nothing to talk about except this. Here is, over the weekend, this went on a lot. Chris Cornell, his passing last week kind of rocked the world of music. Everybody from Bono to... I don't know. Everybody did some tributes. SNL ran a version of a show with Soundgarden on it from the mid-90s. He looked great. He sounded great. And his wife made a statement that she just thinks that he was not at himself. He took his medication but overdid it. And in some kind of moment, And it takes only a moment to make that decision. He made a really bad decision that you can't have a do-over on. It's just, it is quite tragic. But it really shook up the rock world. Here is Bono. I haven't heard this either, but there were a number of tributes over the weekend to Chris Cornell. Here's Bono. You two, I guess, were playing the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California over the weekend. And can we put a moratorium or start fining anybody who goes, woo, at a concert or any TV show? It has to stop, and it doesn't help anything. Okay, here is a montage. The quality, I hope, here is better. If it ain't, I'll lose it. But this is a montage of covers by Scott Stapp, that douche, Bush, Rob Trujillo. What band is he in?
Metallica.
Yeah, I love them. Live, Corey Taylor from Slipknot, yes, and Josh from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Here's a collage of their tributes to Chris Cornell. Yeah, I'm sorry, that just sucks.
My bowels not open.
Scott Stapp, go away. You sucked always, and you still do, obviously. Trying to sing like Eddie Vedder and Chris Cornell. You didn't ever pull it off, pal. Creed, please. So that's all there is to that. And then over the weekend, Harry Styles, who as I mentioned before, this young man broke out of nowhere about a month ago, I guess it was, when he was first on Saturday Night Live. And everyone saw it and went, who the hell is this? And then I heard the record and I was very skeptical, as I usually am. And I thought, okay. And I heard it, and just every song got better and better. And I thought, this guy is going to be a star. He was also obviously seen by a bunch of people who went, let's get this kid on everything. He was on James Corden's show last week every night. And more impressively, his album that came out about 2 weeks ago has broken the record for a best opening week for a British male artist in modern Billboard chart history.
Wow.
Now, we're talking about George Michael and David Bowie and Elton John.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the list goes on and on and on. And Billboard has been around for 60 years, I would guess.
Longer than that.
Yeah, probably so. It was them and Cashbox were the two industry magazines. But when someone like this breaks that record, that is just incredible. Sam Smith had held it, but Styles broke it over the weekend. He was in Los Angeles, and so was Stevie Nicks. And I don't know why Stevie did this, but she showed up at the Troubadour. And you've been there, and it holds about 150 people. It's mm-hmm. a little bitty place. And Stevie was there, and Harry showed up. And he did a duet with her on one of her older songs, and he also did this with her at the Troubadour in Los Angeles over the weekend. Sounds pretty good, except for all the drunk morons yelling in the background. But what do you expect?
It's like Live at the Garden.
Yeah.
Why did that never happen when I was going to those places?
I don't know.
I'd go into the stinky, crappy bars. The next night, it would be the biggest star shows up.
I know. All the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Troubadour and the Rainbow Room and the Roxy and the Whiskey. And they would always be full of a bunch of drunks. And then it'd be the Doors. Thanks, guys. So, always happens that way. Arnold Schwarzenegger, and this is one more of these things, gives Hollywood a bad name, makes them seem lazy and without talent. Arnie Schwarzenegger, who, yes, it's true, was the governor of California for 8 years. That was like one of the worst bad dreams of all time. He's doing another movie with James Cameron, starring as the Terminator. Why? Yeah. Why? It's back. It's moving forward. James has somebody else. I will be in the movie, says Arnie. So I don't know why or who will go to it.
Yeah, that last
This is one of the one that just this just might not work.
This is the one their last one was what Genesis that flopped pretty much if I remember.
So why would you get the money from anybody out there to do it again when it's an aging old 30-year-old franchise from a guy that's 70 years he isn't a badass anymore.
Gives new meaning to I'll be back.
Yeah, but go away. I mean it's just
Yeah, we don't
funny.
Want you back.
No.
He is 69, you're right.
He doesn't need to be in any movie anyhow for any reason. He's just not good.
I'm guessing because Celebrity Apprentice didn't go too well with him. He needs something to do, but
well, he,
what was the last one, Sylvester Stallone, I thought was too old for it?
This one with all those, the one with...
the Rocky movie?
I think maybe it
but
was.
But he was playing a retired boxer.
And that was good, I
kid.
Hear, and it's not on the cable yet. I did see, Deepwater Horizon. That's pretty dang intense. That's on the cable now. Mark Wahlberg, it's the one where the oil rig blew down in the Gulf Coast. It is intense. Man, it's him and I can't think now, but it was good though. But boy, Bob De Niro is incredible as Bernie Madoff in that new movie on HBO. He had no soul. This guy was a creep. An evil, evil man who had no heart. It was just kind of hard to watch what a dick this guy was. And his kid hangs himself. That was the most fun part of the whole movie. I'm kidding. It was awful.
It is awful.
It is horrible to see that. But anyway, who needs Arnie when you have The Rock? Because The Rock is going to run for the presidency, and that's going to be great.
Oh,
that's
really?
Exactly what we
Is that why
need.
He's in the news today?
Oh, he's been kidding about doing it and having Tom Hanks as his running mate, and they were on Saturday Night Live, and people thought that it was cute, but it wasn't, and it's not going to happen. So anyway, there is really nothing else of any kind of news to even discuss. Tomorrow we'll have to have our buddy Kyle Veazey here to update us on the budget movement in the city as they try to get everybody happy and get this all to even out. Now that's tomorrow, and from the Commercial Appeal, David Waters, who writes today about this day being the birthday of Memphis. 198 years ago, this city was, I guess, somebody bought a parcel of land, and then it became Memphis. A Dutch guy named Benjamin Fooey.
It doesn't seem very long ago, does it?
Well, we weren't even born then, I don't think. But it'll be 200 years in 2 years.
But if you go to another country, you realize how...
Oh yeah,
new we are.
That really is that is the absolute truth. When you go over to Europe and go to France or Italy or any place, you realize that they're old and stuff.
Yeah,
and we are young compared to the. I mean, just those buildings and the architecture is magnificent. And you come back here, and you know there's some old churches,
mm-hmm.
but beyond that. What is there?
It's like the phrase that goes around, if people from Britain consider 200 miles a long trip, and we consider 200 years a long time.
Yeah, that's very, very good, yeah.
I don't remember ever hearing about our birthday coming up. So if we're at 198, I bet 200, we've got to do something in the city, right?
Well, 1976 was a pretty big time, but that was a long time ago, too. But what will the city do? Because I had no idea, and I guess that nobody else had any clue that this city had a birthday coming up.
No.
Today.
But
no one knows about it.
Yeah.
And in 2 years, it'll be 200. And so then that'll be 2019. So what do you do? Have a parade downtown?
Kevin Kane referred to something. I can't put my finger on it.
Some party or some deal?
Something, one or two things being done by then to celebrate the city's
200 years?
200 years.
They're going to reopen Bud Boogie Beach. That's what it'll be.
All right.
That's the party.
Well, it's about time.
We were there recently.
That isn't still
sunbathing.
There.
I'm kidding. No, my kid had a field trip, though, to the River Museum thing, and we went all the way to the end, and I was like, oh, my God, this used to be Bud Boogie Beach.
That was a pretty place, and that could be so much more, and hopefully
so cool.
they'll be... That is one of the things to be fixed in this town, but because that whole area is very, very nice. So maybe someday The bed experience you want to try is the beds by the people we discuss on this program. The Sleep Number beds have been around for a long time, 30-plus years, and they have three stores in this town. They are only in their stores, nowhere else, and they're in Wolf Chase, Settle Creek, and in South Haven, too. A unique concept in sleep, the beds are, you can set the firmness and or the softness to your own likes based upon 1 to 100, I guess. Mine is at 100, has been for a long time. It's very firm, but it's still somehow soft, too. Stop by one of the stores and get the lowdown on how these beds work. And they'll explain to you and show you why they are on top with bed owners. They are ranked very high every year in all the awards, and they're just good. So go and see them right now. You might invest in the C2 mattress. On sale now for a while under a certain price. It's cheap. Not cheap. It's inexpensive. Under $700 right now, but not for long. So while they're at this price, because these beds are a good investment, but take advantage now of the lower prices on the Queen C2 mattresses at the Sleep Number store near you. Wolf Chase, South Saddle Creek, and South South Haven. They're at one of those stores. You can find them and get more about them. Tonight is the NBA again. And if this follows what last night did, because the Celtics in Game 2 were beaten by 40 points by the Cavaliers. They just blew them off the court. The Celtics lost their best player. He was out last night. And they somehow beat the Cavaliers because the NBA wants this to go on as long as it can. The finals are set to begin on June 1st. That is 9 days away. So tonight, in San Antonio, they have their two best guys are out. Tonight, I'll almost bet you that the Spurs beat the Cavaliers just to make this go on a little bit longer. It seems unlikely on paper, but the Spurs are back home tonight, and the NBA wants them to carry this out a bit longer. But the odds are just not good. But tonight, don't be surprised if the Spurs somehow, by magic, beat the Cavaliers.
When you were talking about it earlier, I thought, is this really going on still?
Yep.
So removed and so don't care. Yeah,
but you're like everybody else, though, because it goes on too damn long. This is Tier 3 of the playoffs, and this began, the first part of May. It's been going on forever. And that's why people stop watching and they lose interest. It goes on for too long. But the finals don't begin until June 1st. So the NBA, and I have no idea how they would ever do this, how they can fix games. It seems unlikely. But it just seems like that there is a conspiracy every year about how it just all looks funny. Because the Cavs are so good and Boston sucks. Yet they beat them last night at the end of the ballgame. They were down 21 points, and they came back to win. Okay. So tonight, Golden State, who is playing great, they're just, you know, really good. So tonight, if the Spurs beat them, you heard it here first. They probably won't, but they might. We'll find out. So all that's coming up. Enjoy that. The dumbasses are coming up, too. And Mr. Jarman will be here after that to give you away stuff. Here's a question for you quickly for Journey tickets today. And we have these all week long with that show coming up in about a month down at the Bank Plus Amphitheater. One member of Journey is in the Hall, the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
God, the Hall of Fame, spit it out. He's in there twice. Once for Journey, who got in this past month. And once for a different band. Who is he? And what is the other band that he is in there for? Journey is one of them. And who is the other band and what is his name? 535-9898 to win those tickets right now and see them down in South Haven.
You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Fitz
on 98.1 The Max.